Welcome to the 10 question pop quiz for Ksubis Daf Lamed Tes. Number 1. Which of the one that Abai said that the father of a Na'ara who was violated but died before Beis Din Paskin does not receive the Knas? That's on Daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number 2. Which of the one that Rabbi Yehuda's reason for permitting a captive woman to receive a Knas may not be the same reason as Rabbi Dosa's for permitting her to eat Truma? That's on Daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number 3. Which stuff they learn from Maka Adam and Maka Behema that Chaybe Miso's Shogin Paturin? That's on Daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number 4. Which stuff they learn that a Ganav that steals an ox on Shabbos and has another person shecht it pays the fine as well? That's on Daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which stuff they learn that a Na'ara who gets engaged after she is violated, the father keeps a Knas, but if she gets married, she gets to keep it? That's on Daf Lamatas. Good. Number 6. Which stuff people Malchok is Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva whether a Na'ara that was engaged, divorced, and then violated receives her Knas? That's on Daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number 7. Which of the one the father can block the marriage in the case of a onus as well, according to Abai because Shol Yechota Niskar, and according to Rava based on the Kal V'Chomer? That's on Daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number 8. Which of the one a Tanis Basum cannot be brought against blind women, since they tend to fall and strike the ground and lose their basulim? That's on Daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number 9. Which Daf of the Mishnah that lists the differences between Ha'onas the Hamafata? That's on Daf Lamed Ches. Good. And number 10. Which Daf we learn why two sources were brought for Kamli by the Rabbi Mine, one for Chayvei Misa and one for Chayvei Malkus? That's on Daf Lamed Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zich wishing you a great day and great learning.